Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, June 3rd, just ahead of 5:30. Welcome. Hopefully you guys had a decent Monday, got through it, and here we are ready to go on a Tuesday. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Still can't believe that it's already June, but it was kind of sad yesterday because me and my husband's birthdays were 10 days apart, and I decorated the house with birthday decorations. And then yesterday, I don't know why, but taking down birthday decorations is kind of depressing. I'm like, it's over.
Another year has gone by,
yes,
and we are done. Are you kind of relieved it's over, though? There was a lot going on for you.
Oh, yeah. There's a mixture of relief, sadness, but also ready to move on and get the next chapter going.
I know probably I'm not the only one curious about it. And if you don't want to talk about it, just say the word. Mm. But what was the update on the friend that was coming into town that really wanted to get together with you guys and wanted to stay with you, and you were like, sorry, can't do it, and it turned kind of awkward? Whatever happened with that this weekend?
So I'll summarize it in a way where basically it was kind of anticlimactic. Like, I thought it was going to be one of those things where they would keep bringing it up and so forth, but what ended up happening was, we were like, look, although we can't have you over, we can meet up for a little bit, like after the concert, after Kendrick.
Right.
Yeah. So we ended up meeting up with them, and it was like nothing even happened.
Oh, good. So it wasn't awkward.
It was no awkwardness. It was more like, I'm glad that happened. Like, I'm glad that we got to know their true colors, but I'm also glad that we got to see them for a little bit, because it was a balance. Like, hey, I don't want you over. I can't host you. I'm busy. But we were able to meet up for a little bit, and they were happy with it.
That's good, because, you know, you don't want to have any bad blood there. But you have to be honest, and you have to set boundaries, too, on what makes you comfortable. So it's a tricky situation with out-of-town guests. It really is, because I think a lot of them just feel like, since it's Las Vegas, we have this ability to just drop everything and cater to them and entertain them. And it's like, no, we all have jobs here still, you know.
Yeah.
It's a different dynamic. I never experienced this when I lived in Colorado and we had, you know, family or friends come into town. They kind of understood, like, hey, during the week, things are kind of different than on the weekend. So it's a weird dynamic.
Yeah. And then going back to the whole, like, yeah, we have jobs. And if you missed it, I talked about how they asked if they can spend the night at our place on Sunday night. It's not a Friday or Saturday, although we were already busy those days. A Sunday night, and they didn't really understand. They were like, you're really going to let... It was a family member. You're going to let a family member sleep 10 minutes away from your place. Then I was like, why wouldn't you sleep at a hotel 10 minutes away?
You understand, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? And I gotta go to bed at a decent hour.
Right.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, I'm glad that got worked out.
Thank you.
It sounds like you guys had a good time.
We had a fabulous time.
Good.
And yeah, what about you? What's going on in your world?
Oh man, so I just could not sleep last night. I was just wide awake, and I think maybe I had caffeine right before I went to bed. That was part of the reason. But another one is that today my daughter is getting LASIK surgery.
No kidding.
And I'm not nervous about it. Like, I'm fully fine, but she's nervous, and that's making me nervous, you know? And so I just kept thinking, like, how do I calm her down? And all this was going through my mind, and I was like, oh. So I wasn't able to sleep. And then this morning I pull out of the garage, and I told you like what happened last week with our storage above the garage. It pulled out and stuff fell on my car. So my husband has to take my car into the body shop today to get it fixed. So I was pulling out of his car, and it's a separate garage. And I pull out, and then I see all this like water on our driveway. And I'm like, what? If that's from the sprinkler, that is not good. And it's everywhere.
Oh,
and so
no.
I'm like, okay. So I take a picture of it. I sent it to my husband. He's probably not awake yet. And I'm like, either something is leaking or we have a broken sprinkler head. And I'm like, it's just like we were talking last week, homeowner headaches. It's like there's always something that needs to get fixed. It's so frustrating.
I mean, yeah, that. And then I didn't know that your daughter was getting LASIK, which is huge.
She's excited, but she's just nervous, you know?
And
her glasses are such a big part of her personality.
Like, oh, so it's Sophie.
Yeah,
getting,
it's Sophie.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So like she's worried about that too. She's like, I feel safe behind my glasses. And I'm like, but this is going to be life changing. And she wants to do it, but she just keeps going back and forth. I'm like, hey, whatever you want to do, just say the word. She's like, no, I want to do it. I'm just nervous. So yeah, it was just kind of one of those crazy couple of nights.
Oh, I'm so excited for her. Getting LASIK for me really was the
best. Oh, you got
best.
It too.
Yes. Well, it was actually a deeper procedure, because LASIK is, I believe, they cut a slice over your eye. They put something underneath your eye. Well, I had this surgery called ASA, and that's called advanced service ablation. And my eyesight was so bad that they had to do it right on top of my eye.
Oh.
And that took days to recover versus LASIK. I think you only take a day to recover.
Yeah, they said she'll wake up tomorrow morning and just like be able to see again.
Oh,
which is
crazy. Took me like 3 days. So I'm so excited for her. But my surgery, waking up, it was horrible. The 3 days were horrible. But after the recovery, I was like, no more contacts, no more glasses. It was the best, seriously, the best decision I ever made in my life.
She, and I think she's going to see that too. And, and she said, the one thing I'm really looking forward to is getting sunglasses, just regular ones off like the rack, because she can't, because she can't see it. She needs to get prescription sunglasses,
and she never had contacts.
Yeah, and she'd never had contacts, so she's really excited. I'll keep you posted
on
that. So it should be an interesting day, but let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Good Vibrations by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch? Do you want to hear Fly by Sugar Ray? I just wanna here's Speed of Sound by Coldplay. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever been at a store just minding your own business and you spot something in someone else's cart and suddenly you have to have it? I feel like warehouse stores are especially dangerous for this. You see that little item sticking out of the stranger's cart, and the next thing you know, you're like tracking it down in the store. And this happened to you over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. We were at my favorite place in the world, Costco. And at Costco, there was this lady next to us by the water bottle section, and we looked at her, and it was this huge thing sticking out of her cart, and it was a 7x10 rug. James and I looked at each other, and without even like any type of debate or discussion, we knew we needed it. We're like looking at each other. We looked at the girl, and I said, "Hey, where are those rugs at?" She goes, "Oh, you gotta go check them out. They're $25 off." I'm like, "Oh my God." She's like, "Go in this middle of Costco. It's right in the center." I'm like, "All right." Me and James are like, "Let's go check them out." We're down there. And mind you, James and I are not impulse buyers. We're very like, stick to the list. We're on a budget. Let's do the thing and get out. But that day we were like, we're leaving with the rug today. And when we get to the rugs, I love that they had different options. There was like different colors, different patterns. And James and I were on the same page the whole morning. We're like, "That one, huh?" And we're like, "Yep." It was like a brown, the brown lining and like a black center. And we knew it fit our living room perfectly.
That is the one. You just knew it.
We did. So we get to the car. And this is where we had the fun. This was the fun part because the rug didn't fit in our car. So we had to figure it and finagle a way where one of the ends was on the dashboard of the passenger side. And the other end, we had to roll the window down and have the other end sticking out of the window.
So the back seat behind the driver window, like
correct.
Diagonal. Yeah, I
correct.
Could totally see this.
So now I'm like, "Well, where am I going to sit?" And James is like, "You're going to have to go in the back seat, lady." So I'm here. It's 100 degrees, by the way, on Saturday morning. I'm like, the windows roll down. I'm holding onto the rug. And James and I, we're just cracking up the whole entire way home.
You know, it's true love when you and your spouse are both willing to risk like heat stroke and backseat acrobatics for something that you never even planned to buy. That is true love right there.
Oh yeah. And it was, we put it into the living room. It was the perfect rug for our space. But is there something like when you're grocery shopping and you're looking at other people's carts and you're like, "Oh, I gotta check that out"?
I don't really look in other people's carts. Honestly, I feel like it's an invasion of privacy. And I always feel weird when people start looking in my carts. Like, I don't know what it is. The fact that like people start staring, I feel like that's judgment. Like they're like, "Whoa, well, you're buying Uncrustables, a big box, really?" Like, yes, you know? And so I try not to make eye contact with people's carts. I'll make eye contact with the person, but I always like do everything I can to stop myself from looking down and seeing what they're buying.
Oh my God, I'm the complete opposite. I'm looking at everybody's carts and everyone's looking at me, looking at their carts. I'm like, "Ooh, those keys look kind of good. Should I go back and get some?" Or even for the future, I'm like, "Oh, those are what people are buying." So I am so bad at it. Call me a cart, what is it? Grocery cart invasion of privacy. I do it all the time.
I am always just too nervous. I don't think it's a bad thing that you do it. I just am too nervous to do it. And this is also why I cannot be trusted in warehouse stores, because I'll walk in for paper towels and then I'll walk out and I'm playing Tetris with some giant mystery item in my car. It's the worst. Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:03. It's Tuesday, June 3rd. Thank you guys so much for being here. We appreciate you guys tuning in. It's a little slower during the summer months. I can tell when people are on vacation, mm-hmm. you know, it's a little more quiet, but we're so happy to have you guys here. I was thinking about this morning. I think I have a problem. My innocent little Labubu obsession has officially turned into a full-on addiction.
Oh, no.
I'm concerned. I now check the Pop Mart website more than I check my bank account. And last night, I actually got excited. I mean, I was thrilled because I go on the Pop Mart website and my addiction is now sliding over to other little plushy things. And there's this Disney collection, this Mickey Mouse one, which is blowing up. And they were doing a blind box like Pop Now. And what that means is basically you click on Pop Now on the Pop Mart website and they'll show little boxes and you can pick a box and you can shake it and on the website and it'll give you a clue on who's not in there. And then you can decide if you want to buy it or not. And there were two boxes available and I was like, oh, so it was unheard of. These are never available. So I like grab them right away and I shake them and I'm like, oh my gosh, should I get them? It said it was like not Donald, not Goofy. And I was like, okay, I wonder who it is. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna get them. And so then they did the reveal and I got a Mickey and a Minnie.
No, you didn't.
I got a Mickey and a Minnie.
Oh my God.
And so I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So Sophie's like, what, did you get them? I'm like, I don't know how I got them. So I kept refreshing. I found another one. I'm like, what's happening? So I grabbed that one, shake it. It says not Minnie, not Donald. And I'm like, do I risk it? Like,
yeah.
So I decide I'm just going to get it and I'll give it to a friend or something. If it's a repeat, boom, it's another Mickey.
So of course.
But Mickey, everybody loves Mickey. I'll give it to someone, you know? But I'm worried. I'm now like spiraling into this Mickey Family Cute Together series too. So is there a 12-step program for Pop Mart? Is there something that you are just low-key obsessed with right now? What hobby or collection has you in a chokehold? Or am I the only one checking shipping updates at 3 a.m. in the morning?
This Labubu craze has gone really overwhelming for me because, I mean, my friends who we spent time with this past weekend are telling me about just like how you are with the Pop Mart side and stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't know if I can get behind this, but I think that what you guys are doing is great. But I also can't blame your guys' addiction for my current addiction as well. Because right now, I'm obsessed with my Tamagotchi.
Oh, that's your chokehold right now.
I'm not buying tons of them, but right now, when I get home, forget social media. I'm going to Sally, my Tamagotchi. I gotta feed her. I gotta clean up after her, because sometimes she'll go to the bathroom. I have to play with her and make sure she's in good health. And also, like, it shows you. You could go to the little health meter to see how happy she is. And every single day, it shows how fast she's growing. And she even grows, like, little arms, little hair, and stuff like that. And I absolutely love my Sally the Tamagotchi.
I think it's always good for someone to have a hobby. And I will never knock someone who likes to collect things or are into things. That one, though, seems like a lot of work. Like, that seems hard. But as long as you are fulfilled by it, that is literally all that matters.
You know what, though? Should we check ourselves in?
I don't know. I'm concerned. I am concerned. We're getting some texts. People are interested in the Mickey one.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, I think I found a way to hack the site. I'm not saying I did, but the fact that I got three yesterday and I've never gotten them yet before, it was really weird. Yeah, I think I have a problem.
And it's not even you have a problem, but I think that's how they get you, is they give you the best ones. Yes!
It's gambling, because you get when you're like, it's like I hit a jackpot, and then you wait to see what it is, and I'm like, and then I kept looking, and I'm like, well, I gotta stop. I told Sophie, I'm like, do not let me go on here anymore. I gotta stop doing this. This is terrible.
Well, we love you still, but let me know if you need any help, and we need to take you into the Pop Mart addiction.
I know. Is there a Labubu Center for Recovery? I don't know. We'll see. All right, we've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. It's 7 o'clock. It is Beat Mercedes. This diamond pendant just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It is now worth $1,175. And we just want to give it away already. So someone's got to be able to beat me. 7 a.m. Guess the song and the artist faster than I can. And it's yours. Morgan J tickets. A comedian is coming to town 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. She's serving summer, she's serving sass, and maybe even a new single. Sabrina Carpenter just dropped a very cryptic video that has fans losing their minds. We'll break down the clues next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Sabrina Carpenter is trending this morning. She is, heating up her look and possibly the charts for summer, because she is sparking some major buzz about this new teaser video that she posted to Instagram yesterday. So the Grammy award-winning singer, she's standing on a road. She's rocking the high-cut Daisy Dukes. And when I say they're high-cut, they are high-cut.
Hello.
And she's wearing a cropped button-up and some sling-back pumps. And, of course, she's got her signature blonde curls going. And, yeah, she's basically putting the booty in booty shorts. And she looks fabulous.
She does. She got a trainer because those legs look good as well. Not just the booty, but the legs as well.
I couldn't take my eyes away from the booty. I didn't notice the leg. I was like, wow. Anyway, in this silent clip, she unsuccessfully attempts to hitch a ride. And she's putting her thumb out there. And people are driving by. And there's nothing spoken until the very end, where you hear her say, "Oh boy," at the end. So the top fan theory right now is that she is teasing a music video for Busy Woman, which is on her Short and Sweet Deluxe album. Though a lot of other people are convinced that this could be a hint at some brand new music. The comment section has already exploded, and fans are saying "sun's out, buns out," and "the queen is back." It's safe to say she's definitely making her followers sweat a little bit. But Short and Sweet debuted last August, with the extended version dropping on Valentine's Day. I just keep hearing it's new music, that she had the song of the summer last year with Espresso, and that she's going to do it again. She's going to bring out new music this summer. And there's all these like mysterious billboards popping up with what they say are either song lyrics or titles from her.
Oh.
So I don't know. Just, you know, here at the radio station, I'm the assistant music director, and I have not heard anything yet.
Not yet,
not
at least.
Yet. And I would tell you guys if I heard like little rumors, but I haven't heard anything yet, which possibly could be because they know I would tell you guys, and maybe they're keeping it from
me. Or if I ask you and you just give me a and then we'll be like, oh, yeah. You don't got to say
anything.
I'm
winking right now. No, I haven't heard anything, but that would be really cool if she had the song of the summer last year and she does it again this year.
Do you think, though, because we're already in June, that if she doesn't release it soon, that it might not be the song of the summer?
I think under normal circumstances, yes, but I don't feel like a distinct song of the summer has reared its head yet.
I agree.
I think that's the issue. There's been a couple that are on my radar, and we talked about this, you know, the Sally When the Wine Runs Out by Role Model and great songs, but I don't think anything has exploded yet, and I think she can use that to her advantage.
Because if I remember correctly, Espresso came out in like April. Or March,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it gave us time for it to be Song of the Summer. But now we're in June and she's barely hinting a clip. But if she releases it soon, then maybe I think she could be contender of Song of the Summer.
Yeah, we'll see. Because right now, there's good stuff out there, but nothing has like become the it song. So we'll definitely keep you posted on that. And that is What's Trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, comment, have a request, want to do a shout out, you can reach us at 702-364-9400. You can call us, you can text us. We love to hear from you. Did anyone else grow up with a family superstition that was maybe a little out there. Like, I just learned last week was put your pillow on your fridge day.
Your pillow on your fridge?
Yeah. I was like, why would people put a pillow on their fridge? So I did some investigation, and it's supposedly for good luck, because apparently abundance can be summoned by redecorating your kitchen with bedding. I don't know. But I just thought, what an interesting superstition. I've never heard of that one before. Has anyone else heard of that? Or do you have a superstition that's been passed down through your family where you, maybe your mom or your grandma or your grandpa, they believed in this superstition, so by default, you kind of believe in it? Because my mom's big superstition is if you sneeze around her, she'll immediately say, "It's true." And what she means by that is whatever you said prior to the sneeze is true. In fact, true. So if you said, "Yeah, I really feel like my sister is mad at me for something I did last week." Achoo. It's true. She's mad at you. Like, my mom believes whatever you say before a sneeze is in fact true. And now that has been passed down to me. So whenever someone sneezes, of course I say, "I bless you." But in the back of my mind, I'm not saying it aloud. I'm like, what did they say right before they sneezed? Because that is true. Ah. And that has been passed down through my family.
There is something that I learned while dating my husband before we got married. And in the culture, the New Year's Eve traditions, there are so many of them. But I didn't really know about them until I met James's mom. I remember it was New Year's Eve, or it was about that time of the holiday season, and I walked into his house, and all across the floor are pennies and quarters and all of these coins. And at first I'm like, are they cleaning up, or like, they, what's going on here? And James told me that money going into the new year brings finance and abundance. So now every like new year, I'll start to like implement it into my life. But also, I don't have any more coins. I'm like,
does the universe accept Venmo on something like that?
Can I put like just pretend like drawn out coins? Will those work, universe?
It's so funny. Like the things that the classic childhood rituals. Another one that we did was, I don't know who told me this, but I heard that if you slept with a wooden spoon under your pillow, you could get a snow day. And this was a Colorado thing. And so when it started snowing, we would put a wooden spoon under our pillows, hoping that they would call a snow day. Did it work? Absolutely not. It never worked. But we did that. We also heard if you flushed ice cubes down the toilet, or if you wore your pajamas inside out, you would get a snow day. We would all these things. Never worked. So some of these good luck superstitions, they mostly make for great stories. But yeah. I just thought, it's just so funny. If you ever sneeze in front of my mom, she is convinced that you just told the truth on something.
Oh, I want to be around her during allergy season.
Oh, yeah. Or could you imagine, like, if that really worked, every courtroom would have, like, a bowl of pepper to make people tell the
yes.
truth.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This is very interesting. Blake Lively is trying to walk back 2 emotional distress claims in her lawsuit against It Ends With Us director Justin Baldoni, but not entirely. So Baldoni's lawyers argue in their new filing that she's trying to have it both ways by dropping the claims without prejudice, which means she could refile them later if she wanted to, while also refusing to hand over her therapy records. But the actress's legal team fired back, saying that the filing is a press stunt and saying they're simply streamlining and focusing the case. They emphasize that she still alleges emotional stress under other active claims like sexual harassment, retaliation. The court now has to decide whether to force her to release her medical documents or just dismiss the drop claims once and for all.
Oh, gosh. I mean, well, I know there's a lot of thing going on with this case, but is there like a court date or is there a resolution of some sort that's going on now?
Well, the court date's next year.
It's
yeah,
next
they're,
year?
They're still just working on the filings and all that stuff.
So, okay.
Yeah, we've got to wait a while before this actually goes to trial. If it goes to trial, it sounds like they're just trying to, like she said, they're trying to streamline things, but in an effort to do that, it's just making it way more complicated. I don't know what they're doing. Just,
yeah.
You know, you filed it. Let's wait for the court date and see what happens. But then there's these new little things that keep happening. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
here.
We'll see.
Also this morning, a new study finds it may be possible to transmit depression and anxiety through kissing. Researchers followed newlywed couples with one partner that was struggling with either anxiety, depression, and or sleep problems, and then one who didn't. But after 6 months, the healthy partner started having symptoms of the partner's conditions.
What?
Yeah, it seems like high levels of the stress hormone cortisol in the saliva of those with depression are to blame, and that can easily be passed in close contact.
Oh my God.
Especially kissing.
So not only can you transfer sickness, but you can possibly transfer anxiety and depression through kissing.
Yeah, just because the cortisol that you produce, if you know you're kissing each other and it can go through to them, that's crazy.
I would have never guessed. Like, I know that, you know, when you're in a room with a person and you can like feel their emotions.
Yes.
And you can, yeah, like an empath, like kind of like what we are. But man, that's taking it to a whole new level. Now you have to deal with your partner and possibly getting anxiety, depression from them.
Or giving it to them.
Oh, wait. We're getting it from them, or we're giving
it? No, I'm the anxious one in my relationship. My husband, he, for the most part, is pretty calm, cool, and collected. So if he ever tries to kiss me, be like, I don't want to give you anxiety. You got to stay away.
That's a new one for 2025.
Yeah. Finally, this morning. So who wears the pants in your family? It's probably the wife. A new survey has found that women make the most decisions in a family in 43% of couples. This was followed by 31% where the couple makes the decisions together. The survey involved men and women and focused on decision-making areas in things like planning weekend activities, household finances, major home purchases, TV watching, things like that. So if you have to look at those criteria, who wears the pants in your family?
Okay, when it comes to TV watching, I will say that it's me because there are a lot of shows that I cannot watch that I'm either bored of or I just can't handle. For example, I can't handle like bloody or gory.
Okay.
But when it comes to like financial decisions, James definitely wears the pants. Like he is much more financially literate than I am. But what other categories were there?
Weekend activities.
Ooh, weekend activities. I would say that's kind of both of us.
Okay, so you're in the couples one with that. For me, like all of these except the TV watching is me. Like I plan what are we doing this weekend. I plan, I take care of the finances. I make sure that I pay the bills and all that. There are certain bills my husband will pay, but like for the most part, I kind of do the budgeting and stuff like that and say what we can and can't afford. Major home purchases. Okay, maybe that's not me. If we do need to buy something for the house, that's kind of him. But yeah, so I guess it's kind of 50-50 though. Mm-hmm. TV watching though, that's always him. We're going to watch what he wants to watch. I mean, I'll say something like, hey, can we watch No Hacks or whatever, and he's totally cool with it. But if I don't say something, we're basically watching whatever he wants.
It's funny because James, I sometimes don't even know how to use the remote control, like switching from cable to cable or streaming service to what, and he'll make fun of me. He goes, you know how to run a radio station board, but you don't know how to work a TV remote.
Yeah, so what?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Allison, you're caller 20. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, welcome to Beat Mercedes. Your chance right now to win an $1,175 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. You just have to guess the song and the artist faster than I can. Typically, how do you do on Beat Mercedes, Allison, when you're listening?
On the newer stuff, I'm pretty decent, but the 80s, I'm not very good.
Oh, same. Oh. Same, girl, same. Okay, well, here's the deal. I'm going to leave the studio now. We'll give you a shot. Hopefully, it's a newer song so someone can win this thing. Okay, so good luck, Allison. All right, fingers crossed. We'll talk to you in a few. Good luck.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. All right, Allison, this is how Beat Mercedes works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it!" We stop the clock within 5 seconds. You got to say something, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
But I don't know.
Wait, did you say I'll say got it, but I don't know?
Yeah.
No guesses.
Is there, to put a little stress.
Do you have any vibes that you got from those the few seconds that you heard it?
No, not one bit.
I love how you just
this has 80s written all over it.
It does. Okay, okay,
yes.
Wait.
We're
bringing Mercedes in, okay? All right. Allison, you said you are out in Summerlin this morning. What do you do for a living?
Mm-hmm. I am a nanny.
Oh, nice. How many kids do you nanny for?
So I have 3 that I nanny for, and I bring my son also. So it's 4 kids under the age of 5.
Oh wow. Man. That's handful.
You have 4 kids under the age of 5?
That I nanny for. One
oh,
of them.
I was like, oh my gosh, wow.
She was busy. No, okay. All right, let's do this. The next sound that you hear, Mercedes, is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh, got it. She drives me crazy by find young cannibals?
Wait, one more time. Final answer, go ahead.
She drives me crazy, find young cannibals.
I like your sound was before you stopped the clock.
I was having a hard time placing the group, but I'm pretty sure it's find young cannibals.
Okay, you stopped the clock. Pretty late for you.
Yeah, that was tough.
7.5 seconds. But you were correct. She Drives Me Crazy by Fine Young Cannibals is the correct answer.
Okay.
Allison, who nannies for four kids.
Four under five
years old. 6 seconds and just stopped the clock because she didn't know any answers.
Oh, I thought she got it when you said 6 seconds. Oh. And Allison, you just said the newer stuff, you're good. And is this like 90s or 80s?
I think
or
it's
90s?
Late 80s, oh, early 90s.
I'm so sorry, Allison. That was a tough one. I was trying to figure out the name of the group. That was like a one-hit wonder for sure. Mm-hmm. So that means, guess what? We have a $1,200 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers for tomorrow's version of Beat Mercedes 7 a.m. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and we want you to win it. So make sure you are listening. But now, maybe this is a little lesson in the 80s for Allison. Find Young Cannibals. She Drives Me Crazy on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You guys, I think I'm going to cry. Coldplay's coming to town this weekend.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited. Oh, I cannot tell you how much I have been looking forward to these shows. They're playing at Allegiant Friday and Saturday, and I'm just a huge fan. I just love them so much.
I can't believe it's already this weekend.
I know. And I've never been to a Coldplay concert before. This is the first time I'm going to a Coldplay concert. I'm so excited. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, I remember interviewing Chris Martin back in 2021. I did a Zoom with him. And so I was going through my stuff last night. I even texted you, Steph. I was like, Steph, do you have that video of me interviewing him? And I found it on our YouTube channel. I went back to 2021. I found it. And I swear he manifested these shows at Allegiant Stadium. Listen to this part of the interview. This was crazy.
Is a Vegas residency ever something that Coldplay would consider?
A Vegas show is like we'd like to come on there on tour.
We would love that.
I don't know if we have enough fans for a residency. Maybe we could do like a 2-day residency. I don't know.
That's a joke, right? Because
I don't know. I think we'd really like to come and play like a big show there. And I love playing in Las Vegas, of course. And now you have that big new stadium too, right?
Yes, Allegiant.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, at this point, I'm open to everything.
I love that. That's great news. I can't be hopeful in the future.
Isn't that amazing? A 2-night residency, he said, and as a joke. And they're doing 2 nights.
That is insane. I mean, technically, it's a 2-night residency at Allegiant Stadium, if we want to call it that. But he literally, you both kind of manifested it together while talking to each other.
It's just crazy. And I was going back and watching that interview. Maybe we can repost it on our website if you guys want to check it out. It's on our YouTube channel. I asked him a question about songs that remind him of high school. And is there a song that reminds you of being back in school? Maybe your middle school days, maybe your high school days. What's that one song that you hear that instantly takes you back to that time in school? This is what he said.
What song reminds you of high school? When you hear it, you think, oh my gosh, this takes me back to my high school days.
Take On Me by A-ha reminds me of pre-high school, middle school. High school is Nirvana, and at the end of high school, like Wu-Tang Clan, and then all of the pop that was happening at that time, which I guess was like Backstreet Boys, Boys to Men.
I mean, iconic, A-ha,
uh-huh.
Take On Me. I loved the range, though. You go from A-ha, from his middle school days, to Nirvana. This is a well-rounded man, Mr. Chris Martin.
He sure is.
From that to Wu-Tang Clan. And then we go pop and we go to Backstreet Boys.
He knows his genres and his variety of music, I tell you.
I love it. What is it for you? Your song that takes you back to either middle school, high school days, 702-364-9400. Do we have the range of Chris Martin? What is it for you? What is the song, whether it's middle school or high school, what song takes you back?
Oh, gosh. When I think of high school, I immediately think of the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, 2000 and late.
Yo, you do 2000 and late. And then not even just this album, which was like the futuristic album, but the ones that also came before it too, like this song here.
Yes.
I love this whole entire album as well. But Black Eyed Peas, anytime I think of them or I hear them, I think of high school.
What about you, Ramon? What is it for you? Do you have like a certain song that kind of takes you back?
Yeah, of course. I could easily choose a Ludacris song, right? Obviously. But I'm actually going to go with Beautiful from Akon.
You're so beautiful.
Yes. Not only it reminds me of high school, it's probably one of my favorite songs of all time. It just reminds me, you know, 6, 7 a.m. driving to high school, windows roll down. And just can't wait to see the homies.
Oh my gosh. What a great song. Yep. That is one I have not thought about in a long time. I'm going to have to download that one today.
I still play it to this day.
I love that.
For sure.
For me, I just immediately, I thought of House of Pain, Jump Around. I'm older than you guys. I was in school in the 90s, and this was like the song at every house party. I feel like it has stood the test of time, literally.
Yes.
Like it. Every single party, you would hear this one. And then basically anything by TLC, it just reminds me of driving around with my friends. Mm-hmm. And this is what we would listen to. You're Akon, I'm TLC.
Black Eyed Peas.
Do you remember the song, What About Your Friends?
Of course.
That one. Yes. Especially, I remember because we would all like be stupid and look at each other. We'd be like, what about us? What about our friends?
Yeah.
Like that was always the song.
Oh, this song right here.
Yes, I love this one. 702-364-9400. What is the song that takes you back to school? We're getting some texts here. Do you guys remember the song by Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow?
Black and Yellow. Oh,
Black and Yellow.
Of course.
That is one that we're getting here.
We have a hook of Black and Yellow right here.
I love that song. That was a good one. You know what it
is. I remember this song specifically. I was in L.A., for a vacation, and this song came on the radio. I felt so cool blasting my on the in LA, just Black and Yellow all around LA.
Yeah, this was a big song at the time. This one says Depeche Mode, People Are People. That one, that was like you're talking, I'm thinking that was like either early 90s, maybe on that one. I feel like Depeche Mode is kind of classic, timeless, mm-hmm. too, that you can go anywhere with that. Oh, this is a good one. Graduated in 06, Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue.
Hold on, we got to find it for us here.
Oh, that was such a good song.
I love this song.
This is on my gym playlist.
Is it really?
Oh yeah, I love this song.
Between that and Akon, your gym playlist is like going old school time. Well, I cannot wait this weekend for Coldplay. Is anyone else going to the show? I feel like this is what my soul needs right now. I'm so excited for it.
I totally forgot that Coldplay was this weekend because I was so distracted by like Kendrick and SZA. That now I really want to put a request in for Coldplay.
You should.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday.
Both days.
Multiple days. So yeah, it's going to be amazing. All right, let's do this. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute. And we have your tickets to see comedian Morgan Jay, the Goofy Guy Tour at the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian. These tickets are yours when you conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions. You get all 10 of them correct in that time, and you are going to the show. Who wants to give it a shot? Caller 20, you get to play right now. Our number is 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Jacob, you're color 20.
Woohoo!
You ready to take on the Mega Minute?
I think so.
Okay, so we've got these tickets for you to check out Morgan Jay, the Goofy Guy Tour. Everybody's been calling about these tickets happening at the Palazzo Theater inside the Venetian. All you got to do is get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. It's really, we've kind of been on a losing streak here, so I'm hoping you can turn it around for us, Jacob. Are you ready to do this?
I am.
Let's do it.
All right, Jacob, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And Jacob, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Tiger Woods is famous for playing what sport?
Golf.
Yes. What Broadway show turned movie is about Elphaba and Glinda going to Shiz University?
Wicked.
Yes. In what state would you find the Great Salt Lake?
Utah.
Yes. What film features the iconic song, I've Had the Time of My Life?
Dirty Dancing.
Yes. The slogan, Obey Your Thirst, is for which soda?
Obey Your Thirst. Sprite?
Yes. The initials of the beer, PBR, stand for what?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yes. What does Dory suffer from in Finding Nemo?
Memory loss.
Yes. How many days are in the month of June?
30.
Yes. What does the abbreviation CIA stand for?
Central Intelligence Agency.
Yes. What element has the symbol AU on the periodic table?
Pass.
That's the last question. What element has the symbol AU?
Gold.
Yes!
Did he say it?
Yes!
He said gold!
Oh my God! Yes! Jacob! Wow!
Oh my God!
I think that has to go down in history as the best played Mega Minute ever. You were on it, Jacob. Congratulations!
Incredible.
Thank you.
Job.
Man, you were like no hesitation. You're like golf, Wicked, Utah, Dirty Dancing, Sprite. I was like, one. Oh my gosh. Congratulations, Jacob. You are going to see comedian Morgan Jay, the Goofy Guy Tour at the Palazzo Theater at the Venetian on December 30th.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was awesome. I mean, I wish everyone could play like Jacob. That was so good.
He knew his time and his rhythm about his answers were just so well done. And he knew, like, if I don't get a question, he's just going to pass on one. But he didn't need to pass one to the last question.
I am just, so impressed with his performance. That was awesome. Well, you'll have another chance to win these Morgan Jay tickets tomorrow morning, 7:30 with the Mega Minute.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We've been talking about this. Taylor Swift, she recently announced that she bought the master recordings of her first 6 albums. Her friends and fans have celebrated the news, and Swifties are claiming online that the celebration extended all the way to their Eras Tour merch. So get this, according to fans, the bracelets from the tour lit up to mark the big news. One TikTok user shared a video of it saying, my bracelet from the Eras Tour is lighting up.
No way.
She did it. Another one added, woke up to my Eras Tour wristband glowing. Now, some users think that the lights were actually just activated by removing the protective tab on the bracelet and that people did it just to make a viral video. However, Swift, for her part, has not commented on the bracelet theory.
I don't know if she will, but
I try to think, like, if we have our Eras Tour bracelets, weren't you supposed to turn those in after the concert?
Oh, is that what they do? Because I know that people from the Cowboy Carter concert, they can keep theirs.
I can't remember if I turned it in or not. I have to go back and check. I didn't notice anything abnormally glowing from my home, but who knows? I don't know where I put it. That kind of annoys me. Like, what did I do with that?
Do you think that people turned them in, or do you think that maybe this is all fake and they're just trying to do it just to make a viral video?
Well, I kind of feel like if anyone's going to do something like this, it's going to be Taylor. Like, I could see her doing something like this. She's very, very smart. And so I would like to say that I have faith that she was behind that. I don't know. That's did anyone else experience that? If you still have your Eras Tour bracelet, let us know. Also this morning, a very popular morning beverage could do more than provide a perk. It could also help women stay healthy as they age. That's according to new research from Harvard. They followed a group of nearly 50,000 women for 30 years, and the researchers found that drinking coffee every morning could help women stay mentally sharp and physically strong later in life. The benefits were seen in middle-aged women who drank caffeinated coffee. Decaf coffee and tea did not have the same effect. So the women who qualified as healthy agers were found to consume an average of 315 milligrams of caffeine daily. They're saying that's between 1 and 3 cups of coffee.
I was going to ask, like, when is too much coffee?
Yeah, they say each additional cup of coffee is linked to downsides of it. So between 1 and 3 is that sweet spot. And they say even, you know, less than that is kind of, you know, you're not getting the benefits of coffee. So does it mean you should start drinking coffee even though you haven't consumed it for your entire life? Not necessarily. It's just saying that over the years, women who've consistently drank coffee have been found to age healthier. However, if you're putting a bunch of like sugar and creamers and stuff like that, I'm thinking that it is kind of reversing some of the effects.
And you didn't start drinking coffee till much later in life. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was in my 20s. So I guess that's when I had my daughter. You know, when I had her, I came back to work from maternity leave, I was so tired. Yeah. I was like, what do I do? How do I stay awake? And I didn't drink coffee. So one morning I was driving by a Starbucks. I'm like, I'm going to try this. And so I just ordered. I was like, I didn't even know how to order at Starbucks. I was like, could I just get a coffee with like some cream? And I think I got like a Splenda in it. And I was like, oh, this is not bad. And then I kept drinking it. Then I got rid of the sweetener. And now I just have like a splash of whatever, you know, almond milk or oat milk. And that's what I drink every day. But I only drink 2 cups now. I used to drink 3 cups. I only drink 2 cups
now. Oh, you've calmed down a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, I just didn't. I felt like it was making me a little jittery in the middle of the day. How much coffee do you drink a day?
Oh, just 1 cup. Sometimes I don't even finish this. It's honestly between like the time we get up by like 4:30 and like 7:30. I'm going to extend that. 4:30 to like 9 a.m. By 9 a.m., I'm done with my coffee.
Yeah. And you don't do any caffeine like later on in the day?
So I do sometimes before I work out, we'll drink a Celsius energy drink. But I'm trying to lower the energy drinks because I drink it so later during the day that I'm trying to just pray to God that I have energy by the time I go to the gym.
Maybe you should switch it to coffee because like the energy drinks and the teas and all that, they do not have these same benefits.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe.
Then you smell like coffee when you're working out. You're sweating coffee.
True, at least it all comes out after the end of the workout.
Finally, this morning, okay, in a move that is already raising a lot of red flags, Tinder is testing out a new feature. What do you guys think about this? It's letting users screen for potential matches based on height. Now, according to reps for the dating app, it's all part of a push to help people connect more intentionally. And the change is not going to affect every user. But Tinder reports that this new feature is only available to users who pay for the premium memberships. And they're now going to see the option to specify the minimum and maximum heights of their matches in the discovery section of the app. So it's like a filter. You're saying, hey, I only want guys that are between this and this height. Now, reps for the app explain that the height screener is a preference. It's not a hard filter. So it's not going to block or exclude profiles that don't meet the requirement. But that hasn't kept critics from slamming the option on social media. One guy wrote, justice for all us short kings. It's over for short men. What are we going to do now? This one says, it's so hypocritical that men are demonized for having preferences, but it's okay for women, often about things men can't change. Valid. I mean, if they did the same thing for women or they did it based on weight, like I only want, then I think it people would be really upset. I kind of feel like this is the same thing.
I agree. I mean, they could be the love of your life, check every single box, but if they're not in your height preference, they won't come up. That might be a potential for not meeting your soulmate.
It could be. I mean, I know height is really important for a lot of women. A lot of women will not date a guy shorter than whatever specific height, 6 foot or whatever. But I just feel like it's so hypocritical when you're saying they have to do this, but you have to accept me for the way I am. Wait a second.
Go on Netflix's Love is Blind, people. That'll really change your perspective.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanna be next to you. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you guys. You can call us or text us. Our number is 702-364-9400. Let's talk about those painfully honest parenting moments. We got an email from a mom who I believe, did we get her on the phone?
She's on the phone.
She's on the phone. Okay, yep. Cool. We got an email from a mom and she wanted us to talk about something. And she's kind of at her limit with her daughter's dance hobby. So let's bring her on. Hey, Jordan. Good morning.
Hey guys, good morning to you.
Well, thanks for coming on. We got your email and I was like, hey, let's just try to get her on to talk about this, because I'm sure we could get some good perspective from other parents who may have been in the same situation, or maybe you're not a parent. Maybe you were in this situation as a kid. Tell us what's going on. Or if you just want to read your email the way you sent it to us, please feel free.
Well, sure. You know, I don't have the email right next to me, but I mean, I am literally living I'm in my breaking point, you know, so I don't even need my email to explain to you guys. I am.
Okay. What happened? What happened?
Well, my 13-year-old daughter, bless her sweet, 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 innocent heart, right? She's been dancing since she was 4. So my family's very, very comfortable and very well versed in the world of recitals. I'm a bit of a dance mom, if you will.
Okay.
But it's to the point now where since she was 4, so like 9 years, we have spent tens of thousands of dollars, you know, for her costumes, the competitions, the travel, the hotels, the team activities, the meals. It's a lot, you know. And honestly, she's not that great of a dancer.
Oh, oh no. What do you mean? Like, what? I'm not in this world, so I do understand, like, travel sports and stuff for kids, but, like, in the dance world, what makes them a good dancer and a not good dancer?
Oh, gosh. Well, I feel like she is the talk of the team in a way, because it's just very apparent that she's always offbeat. I mean, it doesn't really get worse than that, but like sometimes you guys, this is like the worst one that happens. She will literally be facing the wrong direction. Everybody's facing the audience and she's like facing the back of the stage. Like, it is so embarrassing for her. And like, she's 13. So she just like bounces back and it's kind of cute. It's like, it kind of rolls off her shoulders and she's just like, oops. But I'm like, honey, we're in a competition. Like, the judges just docked your whole team points because you're, like, facing left and everybody else is facing right. Oh, you know what I mean? And I just, I'm to the point, you guys, and I'm so happy you took my call. Like, I just need someone to weigh in because I'm at that point where I feel like we're in that territory where I'm wasting money because, like, you know, you learn dance, you get better over time, and she's just kind of not. I mean, I love her, but she's not. And I kind of want to pull her out of dance this season, but my husband is very firm in his belief that, you know, this is the kind of stuff that builds character and helps teach them how to, like, be social and be on a team, and it's not about them and, like, the skills of, you know, building their character. So
and
I feel like I'm the villain.
I get where you're both coming from. I really do. Hold on a second, Jordan. Let's ask for calls. Parents, non-parents, maybe you are a dance teacher. Like, what do you think about this? 702-364-9400. Do you feel like at a certain point, sports can get really competitive? And especially when you're in these competitions and you realize that maybe your child is the I hate to say like the weak spot, but they're the ones that are docking you or not improving. Is it worth just saying, hey, we need to find something else for you to do? Or do you say, look, if she's learning more than just dance, because that's the first thing I thought of.
Right.
She's learning about commitment and she's learning about teamwork and she's taking feedback, even if she's not, you know, to that level yet, it sounds like she's taking the feedback. So what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Natalia, good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I know this is very hard for you. And as a parent, you know, we go through these decisions, but I think you're doing her a disservice by keeping her in the dance. You know, some people, I don't know if your daughter is one of them, but like maybe there's like a cognitive delay, but I think we have to let them know, because we're going to support them, right? Let them know, and maybe she's going to excel in something else. Dance probably isn't it, and then that's going to be pressure for her. That's just my opinion.
Oh, I didn't mean to put you on hold. Hold on, Natalia, because I want to bring in Jordan to answer these questions. Jordan, did you hear what Natalia said? What do you think?
Yeah, I hear her saying that she thinks I'm doing a disservice. And I get that, and that's why I kind of feel so torn. But
yeah, also, I know.
I didn't mention this, and it's kind of important, I think, but my daughter's voice that she wants to dance professionally, like as a career.
Oh, that changes things.
So she loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just a hobby.
Yeah. And like, it's so hard for me though, because it's also, you know what happens as you get older and these girls are so competitive. It's like, I don't want her to get her heart broken. I don't want her to get bullied. It's like so hard because I'm not joking, you guys. Everyone's facing left and my poor sweet girl is facing right. You know what I mean? Like, and it's so embarrassing for me, and I'll laugh it off. And she just looks around like it's no big deal. Like I said,
I have a suggestion,
you know,
that for that too.
Older, everybody's going to be more competitive, like you mentioned. So it's hard.
Yeah, as they get older, it does get more competitive. Hey, Derek, are you there?
Yeah.
Can you do me a huge favor and hold on? Because I think you have a really great point to bring up to Jordan. You were the bad dancer when you did it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hold on the line, you guys. I definitely want to get your perspective, Derek. I think you can really add to this for Jordan. And keep the calls coming. 702-364-9400. Your kid is not a good dancer, but she wants to be a professional dancer. What do you do? 702-364-9400. We'll take more of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Jordan, are you still there? Jordan?
Hello?
Hey, you're still there, Jordan. I just wanted to make sure we still had you on the phone. We got a message from Jordan. She is a mom who is feeling like the world's biggest villain right now. Her 13-year-old daughter's been in dance for 9 years, recitals, competitions, the whole nine yards. The problem is mom says her daughter is not getting any better. You say she's kind of the one that's always offbeat up there, turned around, and You're asking if it's time to pull her out and stop spending all the money, or do you just keep her in because it makes her happy? She expressed to you that she had even thought about, you know, possibly becoming a professional dancer at some point. I wanted to bring you in here with Derek. Hey, Derek, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, now you say you were the bad dancer when you were in the same situation. What advice do you have for Jordan?
Oh yeah, no, I was horrible. I had a great dance teacher and she was very like motivating, but I knew I was the bad one. But as long as I was having fun, like that's all that mattered to me. I look back at all the recitals and everything and I was like, oh yeah, no, I messed that up. But overall, it was just fun, and for the most part, everyone, there was, of course, some catty people, but overall, you know, everyone made me feel like I was a part of the team.
Like, maybe, are you getting that camaraderie, Jordan, with your daughter's team, or do you feel like people are getting mad at her because she's costing them points in some of the competitions and things like that?
I think up until this point, it was all fun and games, right? But now we're in the double digits. We're 13. We're going into 14, 15. It's like, these are the years, unfortunately, that I just see where kids can get a little more competitive and kind of the bullying can start. So I think I'm trying to also be the protective mom that like protects her from that, because I'm worried that that's going to start. When they don't win a competition because she forgets the steps, it's like she's already in the back row every time. Like, obviously, the dance instructors and her teachers and coaches, they don't trust her enough to put her in the front, you know? So they already put her in the back. So it's like, maybe not everybody notices, but I know if they get knocked points and if she were to get called out on it at practice, it's just, it breaks my heart, too.
I get that. You're looking out for your kid. Alicia, you're on with Jordan. What do you think? Alicia, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Good morning. I think that if her daughter really loves dance, maybe for a year,
don't put her in the competition team, but put her in some regular classes. That way she can still dance, she can still have fun, and at the end of the season, she'll still be able to participate in the recital, and she learns commitment and being part of a team, and then maybe reevaluate in a year to see if that's something that she still really loves to do, and then that way you aren't spending all the money, but your daughter's still doing what she loves to do.
Yeah, that stuff gets expensive. Do you think she'd be willing, Jordan, to maybe like take a year off of the competition stuff, or is that one of her favorite parts?
No, she loves the competitions. Like I said, she wants to do this as a career. She's constantly like, I want to be a backup dancer, like for Selena Gomez, and, you know, like all the like Swiftie things. And, you know, like she loves also going to concerts. So she's just like the sweetest little entertainment driven kind of girl, you know? So it's like taking away from her that aspect of performance, I think, would really, really bother her. And my husband agrees. Like,
you're kind of on the fence. I can hear it. Like you see that side that she loves it, but you also don't want her to go through the hard parts. Steph, you're in this world of dance, or you were in this world of dance. Like, what kind of advice do you have for Jordan?
Well, Jordan, I have a question for you. Is she doing all types of dance, like tap, jazz, ballet, and hip hop and stuff like that?
Yeah, she is doing everything you just mentioned, and she also said she wants to learn ballroom dancing soon.
My advice, Jordan, is really hone in on one of those, not all of them, because if you focus on one style of dance, then maybe she'll really love that one and she'll get better at that than spreading her out too thin. Because what if she really likes hip hop, and there's a lot of hip hop dance studios here in Las Vegas, and you just go straight to hip hop and they're not as expensive as the others dance studios that go through competitions and they go through recitals. So that's my advice, Jordan. Just focus on one style of dance.
I like that idea.
That's maybe at the end of the day, like we have to remind ourselves every dance recital has to have a kid in the back facing the wrong way. Why not let it be ours?
Or try breakdancing. It's a little bit harder, but it's not as, you don't have to be as clean.
Hey, and if it's anything, at least she'll never steal the spotlight. She'll never, or maybe even find it. Oh, thanks, Jordan, for reaching out to us, and thanks everybody for your great advice. I mean, fake it till you make it, or at least until you can like get the right count going on there.
I love it.
It's time to win. Let's do this. It's time to play Heads Up, and we have your tickets to this very cool concert. Broadway's Rock of Ages band is going to be live on the lawn at the Virgin Hotels. This is going to be a night filled with your favorite rock songs from the Broadway musical, and a night on the live on the lawn over at Virgin. This is going to be fantastic. Caller 20, you're going to get these tickets when you win Heads Up. All you have to do is pick your category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400. Different things associated with ketchup or condiments, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we've got this. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. I know we can do it. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the yellow stuff you on a hot dog.
Mustard.
Yes, this, you might spread this best foods on your sandwich.
Mayonnaise.
Yes. This is something that's green that would go on your hot dog.
Relish.
Yes. This is, you might put this on your sandwich, like your chicken sandwich.
Ketchup?
No, it looks like ketchup, but ketchup's in it. It's good. You use it when you're grilling. Okay. Yes. You would slice these to put on your hamburger. They're red.
Tomatoes.
Yes. This is a type of sauce that is very spicy. It comes with a red bottle with a green tip.
Tabasco?
No, let's pass. You might dip these in ketchup. They come on the side with your burger.
Chicken?
Oh, did you?
Oh, five.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. Woo-hoo! We cut it close, Lexi, but we got it. Congratulations. We skipped the sriracha one. That was very close to Tabasco, but not quite close enough. But it doesn't matter because you got it anyway. And you are going to Broadway's Rock of Ages band live on the lawn at Virgin Hotels. That is going to be so much fun. I want to go to this, too. It's just a night of great classic music from the Broadway hit Rock of Ages, and you're going to be there. So congratulations. And we are going to have more of these tickets for you all week long. Your next chance to win will be tomorrow morning right around 8:20 with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Have you heard about this whole like feud going on between Brooklyn Beckham and the rest of his family?
Kinda.
Okay, so this is kind of interesting. Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz, they recently got married. They're opening up about the whirlwind wedding that may have sparked a feud with his favorite mom, Victoria Beckham. You may know her as Posh Spice from the Spice Girls. So they just did this interview with Glamour magazine, and Peltz called the planning very intense. She said, especially when you're busy making sure everyone else is having fun. The couple shared that their favorite moment was actually sneaking away alone, with Brooklyn saying, "We took a quick drive, just the two of us. It was perfect." The young couple also talked about handling public attention. Brooklyn just saying, "You got to ignore the noise, you know, keep your head down, work hard, be kind." But this is what I heard that happened at the wedding. Allegedly, Victoria Beckham totally ruined their wedding by stealing the spotlight in front of guests. I guess Mark Anthony, the singer, he said, "I would love to, as a gift, perform at your wedding." So he goes up, he's on stage, and he goes, "Now I'd like to invite the most beautiful woman in the room to come up here and dance." You would think he'd say the bride, but he said Victoria Beckham.
Oh, is she a monster-in-law?
I don't know. So she goes up and she dances with Brooklyn at their wedding.
Oh, so that now it's a mom and son dance, not a husband and wife new first dance.
Well, allegedly they had already done their first dance, but the fact that he said the most beautiful woman in the world, in the room, it should be the bride.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's true or not. It should be the bride. And so I guess that moment was really hurtful. She ran off in tears, his wife. And then also, I guess the feud started when Nicola wore a Valentino dress for the wedding instead of one from Victoria's fashion line.
Oh,
like,
here
she took
we go.
That as a snub. So they didn't show up to David Beckham's recent 50th birthday party. So that kind of added fuel to the fire. So it's getting a little bit messy there.
And just weddings in general are so stressful. The planning process behind it. Like, when I was the matron of honor for my sister-in-law's wedding, the stress that she was put under, it's like, I would not wish that on anyone.
Yeah.
And the planning behind it, too, she didn't have a wedding planner, so she planned her whole thing. I'm like, what are you doing, girl? I would have spent $5,000 on a wedding planner, but I don't know.
Yeah. How much are you willing to budget on the whole thing? You know, it's hard. I hired a wedding planner, and she was more of like a friend who did it just for a discount. So I didn't have to pay her that much. I felt bad because she did a ton of work, but it saved me my sanity.
Right.
It really did. She just came to me, "Hey, do you want this or this?" "This." "Okay, cool." And then she's gone. Like, it was just, it made things so much easier.
Yeah, I highly recommend a planner.
Finally, this morning, this is the second story. New research may give you another reason to get those steps in every day. It finds that people who walk more than 10,000 steps a day are more satisfied with their sex lives. Yeah, this study found that people who are physically active in general are 76% more likely than their sedentary counterparts to report higher sexual satisfaction. All that walking may help lead to more relations too. They say that people who, Gen Xers who get over 10,000 daily steps, say they average 7 encounters a month compared to just 2 for those that are not getting their steps. As far as millennials go, they say they felt more in the mood after hitting the gym or doing some sort of of exercise and cardio tops the list of workouts that empower people to feel better about relations and report that it gives them better bedroom endurance.
Oh, I mean, of course, because you're exercising, getting that cardio, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, do you ever like, oh, you don't wear your Apple Watch anymore?
No, I threw it out. Yeah, I can't.
You
do
threw it away?
Yeah, it was so bad.
You could have sold it back to Apple.
Oh, yeah. You want to know how much it would have been?
How much?
Like $4.
Oh, that's it?
Yes. It was so like because
$4?
Yes, because we went to Costco. Well, I didn't go to Apple. I went to Costco to see how much my Apple Watch would have been. And it was like, oh, yeah, you want $4 for it? I'm like, no, I'm just going to toss the thing in the trash.
Oh.
And it's all sweaty and like stuff and like the residue. But anyway.
Yeah, so you were like, I'm done with this thing. Just throw it in the grass. In the trash.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, most people have probably had a love-hate relationship with their names at some point in their lives. Maybe you wished your name was more common. Maybe you wish it was less common. Maybe you wish it was spelled a different way. Overall, though, people generally like their names. In a new poll, only 6% of people say they don't like their name. Now, 4% said they dislike it, and then 2% said they hate it. So that's how they came up with that. What do you think their name is if they hate their name?
Is it a guy name or a girl name?
Either one. Like if you had to ask someone if they hated their name and they said yes, what would you guess their name to be? 702-364-9400.
I'm guessing if it's a girl's name, it's Esther.
Oh, Esther.
I don't know.
I feel like that's coming back in style. Like these old timey names are coming back.
Like Penny.
I like Penny.
You do. I think Penny is like, I don't know. I just think it's very, I was going to say ancient, but it's older. It's older.
You don't hear that one that much. My friend's daughter's name is Penny. That's why I think I like that one.
For guys' names, maybe?
Yeah, for guys' name, Earl.
Another old-timey name. Earl. What about Donald?
Donald, maybe. What do you think, Ramon? If someone hates their name, what do you think their name is?
Probably like Eleanor, Agatha, right? Like, were you ever young or were you born old?
That's like when you meet yeah. someone and their name is Bruce. Like, were you a little baby Bruce? Like, I just don't see that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Brucey.
Well, I don't know. There's other names too. Like when babies are born, I'm like, wow, like a, what was it? Bruce or a Luke? For me, I don't think Luke is a baby. I think Luke is like a teenager already.
What about like Lucas?
Oh, Lucas.
Lucas, does that change things?
Lucas is a scientist, and he already is ready with his lab coat when he comes out of the womb.
What about Bertha?
Oh, Bertha's terrible.
I know.
It just reminds Bertha. Me of a grandma. It just reminds me of a sweet grandma. Mildred?
Oof. That's even worse.
Mildred works at the dairy farm.
Okay, did you guys like your names growing up?
Ramon, go ahead.
Growing up, maybe not, because half the time no one ever pronounced it correctly. It was always like Roman or Raymond.
Yeah.
I got a lot.
And you, Steph?
I mean, it's pretty basic. I wish it was a little bit more unique. Like, I don't know. I never knew what I wanted my name to be.
You look like a Bertha.
I look like a Bertha? Hey! You said you didn't like the name Bertha.
What are you trying to say here?
My new name is now Bertha.
Big Bertha.
It's Mix 34.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. You know, I've been raving about the show, The Studio. I even convinced you yesterday that you need to binge it immediately. Did you happen to start it yet?
I haven't, but I looked into it and it looks good.
It is so funny. And after we talked about it yesterday, one of our listeners let us know that they were in the show.
Yes.
What happened?
So I always get some random texts from listeners, and this happened after we talked about the show, The Studio, and Dino and his wife Dawn texted me in a group chat and was like, Steph, we heard you talking about the show, The Studio, with Seth Rogen. We were extras in the show.
Oh my gosh. And we have Dino on the phone. I love Dino. Hey, what's up, Dino?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Good. You guys were on the show. What happened?
Well, we were extras, and I got a friend that's in the union, and he said, hey, we need some extras that can be in the movie as audience members. Dress like you're going to a convention. Bring a spare set of clothes in case we want to change you. and we went to the Venetian where the scene was filmed, where the awards session with a big audience, and we sat in the audience and did our thing, clapped, cheered, whatever was required of us.
So that was like the finale of the show. And you can you see yourself in the audience when you go back and watch it?
They sweep and pan through the audience, and I maybe kind of sort of get a glimpse of me and the wife, but maybe it's just my imagination because it's not a clear shot and it's not long.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. So give us the behind the scenes. And if anyone has ever been an extra in a show, in a video, a movie, what were you in? 702-364-9400. So what was it like being in the studio?
Well, it was like a 16 or 18 hour day. It was absolutely brutal. We got off at like 3 a.m. Oh. I don't think I'd ever do it again for the amount of money we got. We got like just under $500 for the day. We didn't get union because we're not union members. And it was just, it was long and it was brutal. They did feed us in the EDR. You know, they put snacks out and this and that. But I remember when we were in the scene, how many times the actors would continuously do the same lines over and over. And they'd nail it, sounding almost exact every time. And Dave Franco, I remember specifically when he came up on stage, if you've seen it, where his face is all bloodied from getting beaten up. And he's, I'm Jimmy DeFilippe. I've been shot. I've been stabbed. But you can't kill me. And from Alphabet City.
You're like doing it exact. I mean, obviously you saw them do it over and over because that's exactly how he sounds in the scene. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And Catherine O'Hara, she was just spot on. And she threw in ad-libs when she was doing her speech, changing the movie that she's referring to. And Zoe Kravitz, she was kind of, there was fog during different scenes and she couldn't see the teleprompter and she was getting a little, you know, verklempt and a little bitchy, pardon my French.
Maybe it's because she had to play a role. There's a reason why she had to act kind of weird. If you saw the episode, I don't want to give anything away, but you know what I mean, right, Dino?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. But it was a fun experience. You know, if it wasn't as long a day, we might do it again, but I don't know.
That is the coolest thing. I love hearing behind the scenes stuff. You've got to watch the show.
And you said the show, the part that he is in is the final episode of the season?
Yeah. So there's two like episodes. They're like part one and part two for the finale. And it's here in Vegas. It's at CinemaCon. And the part he's in is where the studio is kind of giving like their upfronts on the movies that they have coming out. So that's why Dave Franco is out there. That's why Zoe Kravitz is out there. So it's just a fun show, and I love that Vegas is becoming Hollywood 2.0 because there's so much going on here. So thanks for that, Dino. That is some good insight. We've got a lot coming up, and I want to wish a happy birthday to McCall, celebrating a big one today from your husband Scott. It's Vix 94.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.